An orphan 10-year-old South African girl whose great-aunt has been trying to bring to her home on Vancouver Island for almost 4 years has finally been granted permanent resident status in Canada. Lisa Pine Mercier, who is originally from South Africa and now lives in Shaunigan Lake, said she received an email from Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada on January 31 stating the decision was made to allow her great-niece Riley Ridland to emigrate to Canada, and she now has 50 days to prepare her passport and complete other bureaucratic paperwork. Related story. Campaign underway to bring South African girl to Cowichan. This is the best news we have received in a long time, Pine Mercier said. I'm hoping to go fetch her in South Africa in June after all the paperwork is complete. We haven't told her yet because she must think everyone has been lying to her about her coming here for years now, so I want all the paperwork done and her passport in hand before we tell her. Before the surprise email from Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada that Pine Mercier received Wednesday morning, the federal court had agreed to hold a hearing to consider conducting a judicial review on February 29 in Vancouver to reassess the decision made in early 2023 of the Ministry of Citizenship and Immigration to turn down the application from Riley to emigrate to Canada. Pine Mercier said she thinks that some government official must have realized a mistake had been made in this case, and decided to forego the hearing into the matter and grant Riley permanent resident status in Canada. Riley's life has been in turmoil since her single mother, Jackie Ridland, died early in 2021 in her remote house in South Africa, and Riley, who was 7 at the time, spent several days alone in the home with her mom in temperatures that exceeded 40 C before being discovered. Riley was clinging to life, and she was traumatized, scared, angry, dehydrated, soiled, and crying when her rescuers finally arrived. Related story. South African girl whose mom died denied entry into Canada despite BC Guardian's efforts. After recovering from her physical and emotional trauma, Riley was placed in temporary foster care. After more than a year and a half of ongoing efforts, and an enormous amount of money in legal and other fees, Pine Mercier was finally granted guardianship and full parental rights to Riley by South Africa, and she was confident that the Canadian government would allow Riley to emigrate to her new home in Shaunigan Lake. But the High Commission of Canada in South Africa turned down Riley's applications for permanent resident status in Canada and a study permit in early January last year, stating that Riley didn't qualify to emigrate, even though Pine Mercier had been granted guardianship and full parental rights. The High Commission said that although Riley meets the definition of an orphan under South African law due to abandonment by her biological father, she is not considered an orphan under Canadian law because her father is still alive, even though Riley's father waived all his parental rights to her in the divorce with her mother. Left in limbo, Riley has continued to live in South Africa's foster care system since then while Pine Mercier kept up her long and frustrating fight to bring her here. We went to see Riley at Christmas time and she's doing okay in her foster home where she is being looked after well, but with 5 and 6 other foster kids in the house as well, it's not easy for her to get the attention she needs, Pine Mercier said before receiving the good news from Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada on January 31. It's been 4 years and nothing has happened, so you can imagine what's going on in the mind of a 10-year-old child who must be thinking that everyone is lying to her. We really want her to come here.